All right, but then we have to say it. So 1, 2, 3.
I'm gonna say one. Let's say one, chi chi, and you say whatever you say in your language, and we'll see.
Okay.
If the Cambodians beat the Taiwanese on this one.
Okay, I'm gonna do paper, and then I'm gonna do
scissors, hot scissors, sizzling scissors.
Okay.
Burn that paper.
All right.
Okay. Wait. We go 1, 2, 3. Go or 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Go.
Okay.
All right. That's it.
One less of one. You cheated. Okay. We tied. No, we tied. We got scissors. Both scissors.
Yeah. Scissors. Okay. All right. I'm going to do it again. This time I'm going to do scissors.
Okay. I'm going to throw your ass off. I'm going to do.
Rock?
Rock. Yeah. I'm about to do rock. Yeah. Don't try to fuck this up.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, okay.
One less of one. Chi chi. Fuck.
Hey.
We're either really smart or really stupid. Like what? I think we're just.
It's definitely really stupid.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we leaving at that? No, we gotta see who wins. Well, okay, we'll finish it at the very end. I'll let you think about this whole time.
In the show.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another Sunny podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Sue. And then with me is another host, Minraf.
I always throw paper. Nine.
Always throw paper. Nine. So, quick update about COVID-19 in Taiwan. We are still fucked.
Really? I thought you guys would have it under control. Wait, what's going on?
Nah, it's like a, it's a, it's we, everybody's trying. The vaccine is
like
coming.
America.
Thanks,
America.
Everybody's trying. hey, at least we are not entering phase fuck it. Okay, so not like American. Today's episode, we have a funny things we want to talk about, which is, are you circumcised? Is this a too private question?
Listen, here's how I'm going to answer that question for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I grew up, I was born in refugee camp.
Oh, so definitely not, because you don't even have probably OBGYN next to your mom.
No.
It's probably like a sandwich, right? In the local village.
A witch? What do you think? I'm like a mutant or a demon child or something?
No. It's like, like the local ancient and old lady, and they'll be like, sing some weird song.
And they're shaking. They're shaking the tambourine.
Yeah, they shake this something strange. Yes. And then you just like, boom, Minra has been born.
That's funny. No, man. I don't know. That could be possibly true. I really don't know. There's not a lot known about my birth. Mm-hmm. I just know that I was born in a refugee camp in Thailand because we were, you know, everybody got displaced because of the genocide and the civil war.
Wow. So how about your mom? Your mom gave birth, she's just like, all right, I'm done, and then stand up and then grab you and then just walk away from a refugee.
Thanks, guys. see you next time. Probably. I mean, possibly. I never really talked to my mom about it. That's a good question. You know, next time I see her, I'm gonna talk to her about it. But you know, just going back to the subject. Yeah, man, like, I don't think that was even offered. Well, if you mean, look, listen, if you really look into it, I think it's a, like, 70, I'm probably wrong, but I might be right, but I vaguely remember it's like 60% of the world is uncircumcised. Like, the majority of the world is uncircumcised. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so. I think circumcised is more of like a Western culture.
Right. And you know, so part of it too is like off of religion. because it was a religious ritual, yes. Which, hey, man, you believe what you ever want to believe. I'm cool. But
every time I see, like, is it Jewish? They would do, like, circumcised ceremony.
I think
when the kids grow up. And it's so painful for them.
I mean,
and then
it'd be painful for everybody.
Ugh. No, but like if nowadays you wanted to do circumcised in a proper hospital, that's okay because it's you might be have like, you know, no foreskin means less infection issue from like your under your foreskin, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's like you're more likely because you have to clean it. It's like brushing your teeth, really. Yeah. Like, if you don't brush your teeth, you're going to get some cavities, right? So this one, if you don't brush the underskin of your foreskin, it's going to gross people out.
Yeah, and then
you just got to clean it.
No blowjob for the rest of your life. Yeah, so like...
it's like kissing somebody who never brushed their teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's funny.
So, I don't know. Most of the people I met in United States... they are all circumcised.
How do you know this?
Unless it's a person of color. No, just we talk about it.
Really? You guys just talk about your dicks out like that? Like, hey, by the way, I'm uncircumcised or I'm circumcised. So
no, we'll just be like, so it's just like a normal conversation. Like,
that's not a normal, talking about your dick isn't a normal conversation.
For me, it's not a normal conversation. Okay.
Like, but yeah, you are dirty. You're a dirty dude. Yeah, that's right.
That's like, hey, what's your status? And they are like, dating? I'm like, no.
Wait, why do you call it dirty? Don't say dirty. That gives it a bad connotation.
No, I usually just say, wait, what's the conversation usually go? I don't know. It's usually talking about cut or uncut.
How does it get there?
Uncut.
How does it get to that, though?
I don't know. I am probably drunk.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember. But anyway, so I don't remember how I started this conversation. I always remember, that dude is circumcised. So that dude is
and you said most people you know, so I'm just like, wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. I don't know Doug, but I guess he's not. But Dob is our editor who is also in this.
Oh, yeah.
Session.
You know, you're from a small town. You're from a small town. Yeah. So.
But he's not recording with us anyway. I think most of Taiwanese don't do circumcised, I think. Unless they are also. I mean, there must be some religions that also. There must be some Jews in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Must be. So, their kids.
Yeah, again, hey, man, you believe whatever you want to believe. Just don't touch my penis. Yeah. Okay, that goes with any religion.
So, this article is talking about after you done this, and then this dude grew up, and then he had a major problem with his intimacy moment.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that's a common. Something, at least what I've read into it, that seems like pretty common where people they feel like they lose sensation. They probably just cut the wrong piece. I mean, mistakes are bound to happen.
I mean, I talked about this with a lot of dudes before when I was in San Francisco and also partially in Portland. And they all said that, so if you get cut, then I think you're having a hard time to finish.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But if you are uncut, it's easier or it feels more. I don't know. I
have no frame of context because I never.
This feeling is never able to. Actually transfer to someone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you like, have no comparison.
This is like one way or another. Yeah, you don't have comparison.
Yeah, have
it's
no
one
comparison.
Way or another.
Like, how
it's
would
like,
you really know?
And this is also something like once you've done it, you can never like. It's not like a tattoo, you know. Oh, I don't know how painful tattoo.
Oh yeah,
could be,
the nerves
so
are
I'm
gone.
Try it. So then I know what tattoo feels like.
The nerves are gone.
But then, yeah. So like a cut person can never ever feel what it feels like to be uncut because it's gone.
The nerves are cut. The nerves will cut. It healed up. And so you don't have those nerves. But it's hilarious that this is even a thing. Like, guys are really out there stretching their penis skin to try to, you know, put a turtleneck on. So I thought it was funny because I'm just like, huh, guess who's cool now, huh? Guess who's in now? Talking all that shit, and now you want to be a part of the club? Man, fuck you. Yeah, you're fake uncircumcised. It's just like having fake titties, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you're not real.
Oh. Do you know, like some women, they will also go to restore their hymen. Is that the right way to say it? Hymen?
You know, I heard that word before. I'm not quite sure what that is.
It's something to prove if you are virgin or inside a woman's body.
Really? Like a wishbone? Like if it cracked or not? Hey, I'm really stupid. I don't know, man. I just don't know. I'm so stupid. Please, sorry.
I think how you come. I like you compare woman's private.
No, shut up, Eddie. Shut up, man. Chicken. Don't do this. Honestly.
With a turkey. No, I think it's something to, like, you know, some dudes are crazy that they have a virgin issue. Like, they only want to have sex with virgin.
That's really greedy and creepy at the same time. Like, come on. Like, you got to get everything brand new. All your cars have to be brand new. Exactly. Look, I'm comparing women to cars now. See, I'm just...
We're going to get canceled by being feminist.
No, I'm talking about the analogy. Women are not cars, but I think in this case, the analogy works.
Okay, go ahead.
It's like, you know, when people compare kids to dogs, sometimes the analogy works.
Okay.
I'm not calling women dogs. I'm not calling women dogs. Oh, yeah, I just shut up, man.
I was trying to say. Oh, yeah, some dudes, they have a virgin issue where they only want to have their wife had to be virgin, right? And then so some women that they were wanting to fake it, they will go to do this restore surgery.
Oh yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah and it's so, I think it's so sad because this is like to fulfill what a man wants, you know, because like I don't know what this part of the, I mean, is it like a device? It's not a device. It's like part of the body.
A robot?
Okay, part of the body. What does that work for? What's the function for woman inside a woman's body?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know.
Oh, how, like, you don't know how it functions. Hymen, you don't know, right? The anatomy.
Like, I know what's... Yeah, so like maybe it is just like a
chicken bone
appendix.
Chicken bone.
Stop comparing woman's part with food. No, like you know, like appendix. It's inside of your body, but you don't know what that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No much functions in there, and maybe hymen is like that. I don't know. I'm not a woman. See, we both.
You're gonna get canceled now.
Talking about,
you're speaking on behalf of women and their bodies.
I'm just gonna say this out loud because like 80% of our podcast listeners are dudes.
I wonder how many are circumcised.
Anyways, probably.
Is that gay? 40%. That's not a gay thought. That's just like I'm wondering. You know, who can relate to me?
Well, I am not, because I think, like I say, a lot of dudes in Taiwan, I don't think they are cut. Mm. I think most of them are uncut.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But anyway, in the article.
But I do have a friend. I do have a friend who he did the circumcised surgery when he was, I think it's 21.
What? He lived through that?
Super painful.
Yeah, oh my god, that hurts me right now.
But the thing is, like, that's the doctor's suggestion.
Fuck that doctor.
He got some kind of infection, and then
he got an infection.
Doctor's like, your foreskin is way too long to trim it down. Trim it down like it's
like a haircut, like it's a haircut,
or like too big hair. Yeah, just trim it here, trim it there.
Just take your bangs out. Just, you know, shorten your bangs up a little bit.
All right, so okay, I remember another thing I want to talk about today. Now I remember after hear all this circumcised and Hyman's conversation.
Oh, we didn't really talk about the article.
Oh yeah, okay, let's finish it, Michael, first.
So basically,
what's your thought?
So, well, I just want to explain real quick that the way they stretch it is you have to pull it, right? It's an exercise you do every day. Like, they talked about this guy who pulled on his dick at least, what, 12 times a day? Yeah. That's a lot of times pulling. And then you do that over, like, months. And that's how it happens.
And also, I think he must be jerk off a lot. Because while he's doing it, he's, like, touching himself, basically.
Yeah, I didn't think about it like that, but you're right. and then the other way, you buy a machine, or you buy not a machine, but like a device, like Eddie said, that's called a tugger.
A tugger.
Yeah, that sounds like a toy, right? And you use that, but yeah, that's I find it funny. It's just like girls with fake titties and big asses, to me. You're not real. I just find it funny because it's like this whole time, you know, we've been getting shitted on. Like, the whole penis community has shitted on my group of people. And now it's like, oh, now you want to be us, huh? Oh, it's kind of like white people being rappers.
What people used to say to you? So, like, do they say, like, oh, my God, you are uncut? Ooh, dirty. Do they say that?
Never had that conversation. Yeah. Oh. It was too. I'm just getting too personal. I don't know if I want to talk about this. Let's just say those. Yeah. Oh, you're this conversation. It was always, you know, they were always a point of anxiety for me.
But like, the thing is, like, why is it like when this conversation coming from you and another white person, or like you and another Asian person, which is usually weird.
No, I'm not, like, Asian dude, I don't even, don't. It's more about the girls. I don't really care what guys think about my penis. It's more about, I just care what girls think.
So you like met a white woman, and then the white woman's like, ooh, uncut.
I like to think I had a really good enough body to make up for it, because like I feel like a lot of them were just like, you know, his body's nice, so I'll let him get away with this.
That is so funny.
But yeah, it was always fun conversations to have,
like in the bed. That's how, like, afterwards,
like, you know, like a in the moment conversation. It's never planned.
Oh,
yeah, because you know, it's always like, hey, before we do this, we just gotta sit down. Can you just sit down? We just need to have a conversation like that. I need to tell you, it's holding both of our hands. I need to tell you something, and it's very serious. No, it was never like that. They either liked it or they didn't.
So, will they just walk away if they didn't like it? Have you encountered that?
Well,
and totally not because, like,
yeah,
you know.
Probably. Yeah, but they always made stuff up. They always made stuff up, right? You could always tell, like, it's, oh, I'm on my period. Yeah, right. You could have said that before you found out. You know what I mean? So now I get mad. Now I'm just like, oh, I guess I gotta just jerk off because I'm gonna get blue balls. So it's always that frustration. It was never embarrassing. Like, it was less embarrassing and more frustrating. Yeah, because, really? You know, you think you're going to get it on. And just like, oh, yeah, I'm about to get it on. Yep. Oh, oh my God. Okay. I got to go jerk off now. You know what I mean?
Wow. It's like, we have a phrase for it. It's like the duck, which is being cooked on the table, not have flight away. That's basically what happened.
Oh, yeah. I like Peking duck too.
So like the duck is being cooked and on the table and you're ready to eat it. And then the duck flies away.
That's
the phrase. That
basically, that's what happens. But I don't have to worry about that now because the love of my life loved me for my personality. She likes my personality, man. Nicole likes my personality.
The real true love right there.
And my personality has a foreskin.
I'm not gonna. Maybe I should like secretly text Nicole. Hey, I wonder.
That'd be funny. But yeah.
She'll be like, what the fuck you guys talking about?
Yeah, we're in now, baby. So I'm celebrating it. I'm wearing a turtleneck every summer. Yeah. Every day of the summer. And people gonna ask me why, I'm gonna be like, you're gonna find out, watch. This shit's in, baby.
So I guess I don't know. I think that for religion's version, I think they should figure out something else to do like the same thing.
Yeah, it could be like a metaphor, you know, right? Like, because a lot of the rituals are metaphors anyway. Like, you know, for Christians and Catholics, they go and they have this piece of bread. I used to go to Catholic school and they taught me all this shit. But they have this piece of bread that represents the body of Christ. So you're not really eating that,
you know, so like once
you're not eating Jesus's body.
So it's like, you know, because you cannot eat Jesus' body because that will be cannibal.
And you know, my nephews, every time they go and get the bread and they come back and I go, you hate Jesus' butt. I said, they gave you his booty. that was Jesus' booty. And they go, ugh.
I always, you know, speak of this. I think like that, and then we should do, or like maybe those people who have this circumstance, because I think it's just not only one religion.
I think it's a couple
who does that, right? It's multiple.
I think
religions.
What they could do.
So I
think just like the bread, right? Just use the bread as a penis and pretend you're cutting the tip of the bread off. You know, you just cut the tip of the bread off, and that symbolizes the tip of a penis.
Oh, I wasn't going to do sausage, but I guess bread is fine.
No, sausage
it's just like
too
bring a sausage
visual,
and
then man. That's just kind of gross.
Too greasy? Greasy. No.
No, not greasy.
You wanted to represent
like,
it.
It's too realistic. Like, could you imagine? Okay, could you imagine
maybe
at the altar?
Maybe the OBGYN wants to eat
it. Look how the ceremony will go. At the altar, you'll be in front of everybody and just be like, hey, did you remember to get the sausages? And you pull out a package of Safeway sausages, breakfast sausages. See, that's just too much, right?
I thought sausage would be a good metaphor for this, and it's really like it's a good representation.
You don't want a sausage. You don't need once, this, bread is fine. No, you don't need the sausage.
No, if you cut it once, it feels like, it's not enough. You can cut it twice, right?
Dude, so, every guy in there will be moaning kind of cool. When you cut the sausage. I don't want to see somebody cut the sausage.
They'll be like, ooh. Everybody will be like, that's painful. They need to prepare, like, and then also, you know, for the, they can even use whatever, like, holy Caesar they want, or like holy templates from, like, you know, surgery tool. They can make one really fancy one.
Make it gold.
Make it diamond. And just, and then cut it. And then,
How do you think they cut it back then? Like back in the day? Like in biblical time? Do you think they used to use a sharp rock? and just.
I think back in the days, they probably use. I don't know. When did Caesar invented?
That's a good question. What do you think? Take a guess. When the scissors
maybe I don't know. I think it must be really early.
Give right? me a date. Just give I me guess... a date.
All right. Century 250.
Okay. How you spell yeah. scissors?
So it's like an AC.
How you spell scissors? C
S C I S S O R.
Oh, you're good. You're good at spelling, dude. You're better than me. Dude, I had such a hard time. I had to use the voice recorder. When I don't know how to spell something, I just say it in a voice recorder.
And then you played it for.
Wait,
like,
what'd you say?
So you record it and you play it to your other device on that.
No, with the iPhone, it does autofill. Like if you just say it, it'll spell it out for you.
Oh.
Okay, what year did you say?
AC 250?
400 BC. Guess who made it?
400 Guess BC. Who made it? That's Chinese?
The Middle East.
I always think about Chinese.
Chinese is a good Middle guess. They've been a lot of shit. But it yeah. says, more recent research attributes an earlier origin, though not in Egypt, but in the Middle East. The Middle East have been a lot of shit, too. They invented chess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. They invented
abacus,
a lot of really cool
geometry
stuff.
Or math, you know. Yeah. A lot of math, fundamentals of yeah. math came from that
a lot of
area.
Math, a lot of like clay, a lot of like, I don't know. Middle East is a mysterious area for me. It's like, ooh, they are always killing each other. And they are always, so stop, don't cancel me. I know you guys love peaceful shit. But yeah.
Oh.
Wow, so I'm pretty
yeah,
close.
Yeah.
Which years were you thinking?
I was thinking like 1500s.
That's too late. It's impossible.
That's
the
so
reason
funny.
Why I think about the Chinese invented is because we invented chopsticks.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
So like
natural progression would be scissors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
That's funny. What were we talking about?
Wow, so then cut. How do you cut?
Oh,
like,
back in the day.
Yeah. Well, it's raining here in Taiwan. It's really loud. I don't know if you can hear
no,
it.
Can hear
it's really loud.
I can hear it.
All right. Cool. So I was going to talk about this. It's really interesting things I recently discovered that people are having a hard time going on a date after 1 year of pandemic.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? Just don't
because
know how to be social anymore?
That's one. And two, I think people are like, don't know if you're vaccinated or not. And then, you know, your first conversation is going to be like, oh, why are you not vaccinated yet? So like, people are having a hard time about like, oh, then our first conversation will be like, oh, you're vaccinated? Oh, I'm not vaccinated. Why? And then just being like, you're conservative or you're Trump supporter? Right.
That's
know,
so
like,
funny.
I don't know. It's just like, and then socially wise, like people lost the ability to social with people.
I could see that.
You know, meeting a new people and start over, and then I think it's not easy for some people. And then I also just found out some articles pointed out that the post-pandemic dating issues. But I think it's one of those like post-pandemic issues. It's gonna resolve by itself naturally, because you know, dudes want to fuck. So that's
yeah. It takes time to get. I mean, things. Just because I don't think when things are like cured, when everybody's cured, or this disease isn't a threat no more, I don't think it's back to normal. Back to normal is gonna take more time to ease back into, you know what I mean? Like going back to work, like going back to a space where you work, that's going to be...
Yeah, all the like office politics and then all this like, oh, how was your day? I don't give a fuck. So like...
Dude, I work nah, I shouldn't say this. I'm not going to say this.
Too much editing for this episode.
Yeah, you got to take all the my intimate uncircumcised stories out.
Okay, so what are we going to do? Let's do a fake fan mail with Promise episode.
So, you know, if you're new to the episode, like fake fan mail is basically... Eddie and I are very desperate for fans, and so we imagining these fans are writing to us. so pathetic.
Yeah. so sad.
Now we're reading these advice columns, and we're pretending like they're our fans, right? But
yeah, all fans.
Yeah. Let me find a good one.
All right, fake fan mail.
The title is, can I continue to have sex with my boyfriend's brother even though my boyfriend wants me to stop? Wait, what?
Wait. Why is that even a question?
Hold on.
Stop.
Excuse me. Can I continue to have sex with my boyfriend's brother? So she's having sex with not her boyfriend, but the brother, even though my boyfriend wants me to stop. How the fuck? Why was he? Are you guys still together? There's not any...
No, maybe she's like mentally in love with...
But how does he know?
Him. But physically, she likes... What if like, you know, like the brother is way much more hotter.
Still, you're with somebody.
Spunk.
Let's just read it. Okay, let's read it. Find out.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, last year, my boyfriend's brother lost his job during the pandemic and moved in with us. We spent a lot of time together. I also was out of a job and started to have sex every once in a while. Wait, what? Did I just read? Wait. We spent a lot of time together. I also was out of a job and we started to have sex every once in a while. Why she said that so casually?
Keep reading. I'm
and then
listening.
We started to have it a lot. Okay, we both felt guilty about doing it secretly, so we fessed up. Oh, did she fess up? What the fuck, pussies? If you're gonna do something like that, you keep the lie. You know what I mean?
All right.
Okay,
you
my bad.
Finish the whole thing.
So we fessed up and we're surprised and happy that it was okay with him. For the first couple of months, I just bed hopped. Damn, they both were doing her. But then they both decided they wanted to try it at the same time. Wow. It's getting spicy.
That's a good brother.
No, that's gross. no ick factor because they don't want to have sex with each other. They just both have sex with me all at the same time. Oof.
Uh-huh.
I have done it with two guys before, but never when I love both of them. And this was the best sex and the best relationship, really, I ever had. But now my brother got a new job and my boyfriend wants him to get his own place. That would be bad enough, but he also wants to go back to us being monogamous with each other. Oh, he wants to. It was just a one moment thing, Eddie. I don't want to do that.
Uh-huh.
He asked if I was choosing brother over him. I said no. I want them both. Damn, she's getting greedy.
Oh. <Yeah. laughs> Once you're in, you take it out. Okay.
He asked if I was choosing brother over him, and I said no. I want them both. Oh, I read that already. Sorry, I'm a bad reader. I'm sorry. I read really bad. Mm-hmm. He says this was just an arrangement for convenience when we all were thrown together, but there's no need for it anymore. We haven't talked to a brother about it yet because we want to resolve how we feel about it with each other first. Is there a way this could be worked out.
Wow.
That was heavy, man. Okay. I just felt like I read a porno. You know what I mean? I read like the synopsis for a porno movie.
So who is our fan? The girl is our fan,
sure.
The woman.
Yeah,
is our
she's
fan.
Writing
We're
us.
Answering
she
her
wants
question.
To bang her boyfriend's brother, even though her boyfriend's like, nah, we shouldn't bang anymore.
We shouldn't bang him
like
anymore.
Him and his brother. I mean,
Wait, so in the article, they indicate that they done a threesome altogether.
Yeah.
And she feels it's a wonderful.
Yeah, she wants, that's what she wants. She wants to continue to do that. But her boyfriend's like, no.
And then, yeah, I don't know if I can do that. Like with the, I don't have brother, but like with a, you know, I just think about it. It's like, ooh, that would be really weird. Now, oh, this is how you do it. No, I know.
You
gotta
take
notes. Which
yeah.
porn you have
oh,
been
I got
watching.
That move. I did. I know that move.
It's like, you just, you know, you can't help to compare to each other. Cause that's,
oh, he's tired. Look at him. He's tired.
Water. Yeah. Oh, he got a little erectile dysfunction there. Little ED there. Totally not because I'm present right here. Just because I don't know, he forgot
to
take his meds.
That's
yeah. I think that if you are listening to this podcast, dear lady, you should step back a little bit to rethink about if you are actually into poly, and then since your partner, your boyfriend, are not into poly, then you might have to end this relationship and find join the poly community, you know.
These motherfucker need.
That's just my serious answer for you. But other than that, you know, you just also you can figure out a way to convince your brother to love your convince your boyfriend to love his brother more. You know, by share you. The worst advice ever. What's your thought?
I think they've all. Yeah. I need to take a shower. I feel like everybody needs to take a shower. Who's ever read this? They need to take a shower. I need to take a shower. It's just all.
Together?
No,
take a shower
man.
Together?
No, you being dirty. I'm talking about getting yourself clean.
Oh,
it just feels yucky. Like, I don't even understand why you think family members should be in the same room where sexual things are happening. Like, that's disturbing to me.
Yeah. I think that when I was junior high school, my high school, junior high school classmates, they will gather together, a bunch of dudes, and watch porno together.
Yeah, that's a dude thing.
And then, yeah, I don't know if they jerk off together.
No, I've never done that.
No.
Yeah.
That'd
be really
so, like,
disturbing.
And I heard about dudes share their porn with their brothers.
Yeah, back in the day, porn. Because you know it
but
wasn't
hey, this is
readily how, available. This, it wasn't on the iPhones. You know what I mean? It was you had to really look
like,
at magazines.
Something fun.
You had videotapes. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I understand that part, but yeah, like my advice to you is take a shower.
And then what?
And then, like. Yeah, you can't have both of them. That's just nasty. And plus, your boyfriend's telling you, stop. You know, I think just being serious, if one person wants one thing and another person wants another thing, that's usually the end of relationships.
Yeah, it's because if it's something that's non-negotiable.
Yeah,
like
fucking
this.
My brother.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's not like today you want to go to Paris, yeah, and next day you want, it's like, it's not like you want to go to Paris and then he wanted to go to Iceland. So like, you can do both, yeah, if you are rich enough, or you choose one or another. Like, you put the, you know, you just kind of decide which is most priority, you know, like just more prayer. So it's not like that. Like, brother and the boyfriend, brother's boyfriend. I don't know. It's.
What if they have a kid? Like, how would you even
what
know?
What if this person is my best friend? Then I will probably be like, then you just, I don't know. I guess if this girl is my really, really good friend, I think I will say something like, well, then just keep doing it. Just make him enjoy the whole thing more. Then he will like it. I think this is something I would say.
That's funny.
Have you ever thought about threesome? No. Have you done threesome before?
No. I don't.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not into other people being around. That's a lot of people to perform for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My answer is like yes, and it's always very busy. And sometimes, but you know why? It's actually good because you get to take. So like, it's actually.
But
nice.
Hey, your turn, man. Like, let me sit down, Rookie. Catch my breath. Go ahead, your turn. That's hilarious.
Just let me get some water.
That's so funny. Let me get some Gatorade. Yeah, that'd be funny.
So.
Okay. Yeah. So my advice. Yeah, you. That seemed like it's a. That's there's no compromise there. So, and you sound dirty, girl. Like, stop. You, why do you want two guys, and on top of that, they're family members? That's just nasty.
I mean, my sex dream is always have sex with twins. So like,
nah, I just can't. Hey, I don't know, man. To me,
it's double the pleasure.
It's just like, I don't know, man. I'm going to sound super corny, but it's just, sex is like, you know, I like it to be intimate.
Yeah, with two people.
That's funny.
No, but like, you know, like if you wanted to have sex with two people, find two people that agree with that. You cannot find.
Yeah.
Because in a way, yeah, so like in a way, kind of like mentally raping it in a way, because like he didn't want to do it, but like you wanted him to do it, and then he didn't want to do it, he didn't
know.
He
done it. Okay, I see what you're saying now.
Yeah, so like it's kind of like in a way, it's like, oh, if you don't want to do this, I'm not going to be your girlfriend. That's kind of a threat,
yeah.
So. Like,
yeah.
So I would say, leave him. And then, but if you love him, and here's the thing: if you want to leave him, you also have to leave his brother. You cannot just be like, "Well, his brother's okay."
Well, what if the brother is okay with that though? Then he'll probably just take her and find some other dude. Maybe I'll ask his cousin.
But he wants his brother. So, which if she is with the brother. And then she will convince the brother to say, hey, I dated your brother before. I want your brother too. Can you convince him? It's going to get weird and weirder and weirder.
It's already weird, man.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Find someone who accepts this. That's my last piece of advice. Find someone who can. Yeah. And then things will work out, and then it might be better. Or we'll find the twins. Maybe they have the similar ideas to each other. So, you know, like.
That's fine.
I respect your sexual, how active you are. So I respect that. All right. So.
Oh, we got to do
that's it.
We got to do this.
Oh, paper, scissors, rock.
Okay. One cheat sheet. Right. Okay, wait. What do you want? I'm about to throw paper.
I'm going to throw rock.
Okay. Okay. One, lesson one, chi. Got him with the paper,
see,
baby.
I say it wrong.
Got him with the paper. Yeah, I tell you, I should work.
Ah, oh, too honest. All right, anyway.
Cambodians win this one.
Just this one. That's it. That's your win for entire 20 centuries. Entire 20 centuries. Just 100 years of the one win.
So all you want about Cambodians, but they're pretty good at rock, paper, scissors. It should be a national sport. I'll take that out. Yeah. They should do that in the Olympics. I wonder if there's real strategy to rock, paper, scissors. Play in the Olympics. What country would win? I want to throw my name in the hat.
I think you can win that. I think you can win that because you just win one country.
Yeah.
So good job. Do you play poker? I think that's one of the technique, right? Like poker.
Yeah, I guess mind games, poker face. I used to, not for real, like online, like on an app. I know how to play it, but
you need to. I think a poker has a lot to do with like the face. And then, you know, the facial.
Yeah, I'm not good at it because I always laugh. Every time I get a good hand, it's like, I'm excited. Ooh, I got a good hand.
So you could light about it if you are not.
No, people could tell.
Set.
I'm not good at
like ooh.
I guess, you know, I'm not good at hiding my excitement.
Good
at hiding my excitement.
I should teach you guys mahjong as well. Like, if I ever, like, if when I back to United States, teach you your family and Nicole's family.
Oh, they love mahjong. So, her mom plays mahjong all the time.
Oh, they already play?
Yeah, her mom, I don't know how to play.
Oh, your mom plays it. How about your Nicole's family?
No, that's what I'm saying. Nicole's mom, she plays mahjong all the time.
Oh. Nice, nice. Do you play
mahjong? I told him I was going to learn, and then I just never learned. I tried to learn. But it's really complicated. So you want to get like
it's not that
suits
complicated.
Or something, right? You want to get suits. You want to get a sequence of tiles. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it could be, I just don't remember the sequences. Maybe you could teach me.
Yeah, okay. Once I'm back to the States. So thanks everybody for coming in the Sunny podcast this week. I hope you enjoy the episode. I hope you know that you could use sausage or bread to represent circumcised. Hope you take that suggestion if you are like any religions that cut people's dick. Do you know Middle East, they cut females dick as well?
For pleasure, so they can't feel.
I hope you, I feel like if you can start to convince your local church do sausage or bread, that'll be wonderful. And then if the dude later on feels like he wanted to like dedicate himself into like really really devote himself into the religion, then he can do this later, but give him a choice.
Yeah,
right,
you know, you can. And they're babies, man. That's why I don't even pierce my daughter's ear.
Because
I'm just like,
see,
that's kind of fucked up, man.
So you don't even have to like, you don't have to even think about it. Right.
No, yeah, like, I don't think about it, but also it's just kind of like, I don't even get her ears pierced because she has to deal with that pain. I want her to have a say-so in that.
That's right. So, as always, please give us a 5-star review. We only accept 5-star reviews only, and subscribe to this podcast. And tell one friend, and that's it. And that's your price to pay for listening to this podcast or sponsor us, whichever dollar you like. Other than that, as always, stay happy and stay sunny.
Peace.